Good morning. Steve Sherlock here from Franklin, Mass. For Steve's 2 cents. Happy Halloween. Or really, should I say, trick or treat. There's lots of leaves on the ground. Fall is well underway. The leaves are falling. Ha. Ha. And it's trick or treat day. We bought a nice big pumpkin. I haven't even had time to carve it yet. Ouch. So hopefully the schedule at work will cooperate since it's Friday. I'll get away early. Get home, carve the pumpkin in time to put it out before the kiddies come by. Trick-or-treating. Also got a poster you may have been hearing through the interwebs and whatever about the teal pumpkin. Certainly there's a growth of folks who have various allergies. So by putting out a teal pumpkin, you're acknowledging to the rest of the world that you're doing some non-allergic items. It's interesting because wife Dolores has long been a proponent of giving out pencils along with the candy so that the kids might have an inspiration to whether draw or write. Or whatever, they'd use the pencils in between their bites of candy. Little did she know, she was in advance of the teal pumpkin thing that seems to be taking some notice and having a way this Halloween. And we've been doing it for years. So yes, we will have a teal pumpkin logo, sign, something hanging on the door. I've only got the one pumpkin, so I'll carve it in the traditional fashion. And then we'll have something to indicate we're teal aware. Goodness. Tis goodness. Treating others with respect. Being aware of their concerns. Their issues. Recognizing them for who they are. A lot of companies do that in their diversity training. They give a special name to it. Just treat people as if they're people. Recognize them for who they are. Who you'd want to be treated like. It's very simple. Doesn't have to take a whole lot of words. But if it takes a teal pumpkin to happen, then so be it. Long live the teal pumpkin. I think I missed last Friday. I think 2 weeks ago we were talking about change in the leaves. And busyness just took over. So overcome by events, last Friday just went by. A whole bunch of stuff happened. So we'll focus on the tricks or treats today and the teal pumpkin. And having a good weekend. Don't eat all that candy at once. One of the other things we're finding, there's a, at least here in Franklin, it's a dental association that will take your candy. So if you've got too much candy, or if you want to parcel out the candy for the kids so they don't have all of it at once, see if there's an organization who will take your extra candy. And what they do is they reposition it and send it either overseas to, for example, the military, who would certainly like some candy, or to some other worthy organizations who don't get as much tricks or treats and save your kids from devouring all the candy that they get. Of course, maybe if they get a teal pumpkin, visit a house or two, then they won't get as much candy and they'll get some other things. So life goes on. We adjust and proceed. So that's all for trick or treats today. Have a good day, have a happy Halloween, a good weekend, and hopefully I won't miss next week, and we'll catch you on the flip side. So this is Steve Sherlock here from Franklin, and Steve's 2 cents. Tricks or treats.